Next to a potentially important development in the investigation into Tuesday's horrific attack on Kevin Lunny, an executive with Quinn Industrial Holdings, the savage attack was carried out by a highly organised gang, but it's possible they may have made a serious blunder. To tell us more, I'm joined on the line by John Mooney, security correspondent with the Sunday Times. John, thanks for joining us. You're writing about this case, the lead story in the Sunday Times today. What can you tell us about this development?
Well, there has been an intense guard investigation into Mr. Lunny's abduction and indeed his torture. When he was interviewed by Gardaí, he gave a very detailed account of what actually happened to him. And there's been a lot of conjecture in the media about this, but it wasn't actually as highly organised as maybe people have been led to. For example, Mr. Lunny nearly escaped on at least two occasions from his captors. Indeed, when the car that he was bundled into was moving, he managed to open the boot and almost got out. But when he was taken into what looks like some type of container used to transport animals, he was beaten quite significantly, and then he was subjected to, I suppose, various types of torture. Towards the end of that ordeal, the group that were holding him realised that they had no bleach to wash his body down, and one of them went off for approximately 30 minutes to retrieve bleach. Now, that opened up all sorts of avenues of inquiry for the guard investigation team. They began searching because they had a rough idea where he was taken to, and it's probably on the Longford-Cavan border. But they did discover that there was an individual whom is associated with the gang that is the prime suspects for this. That man was actually filmed on CCTV. And indeed, David, I can actually tell you now, the Garda Press Office are confirming that they're currently searching another location in Cavan at the moment. And the Garda Technical Bureau are there examining a particular container type sort of something that maybe fits what Mr. Lunny said he was held in. So this investigation is actually gathering quite a pace at the moment.
And as you rightly say, the impression given at the start was that this gang, while vicious and brutal, were also highly organised, that they've been planning this operation for a long time. But if they forgot to bring something as basic to their plan as a bottle of bleach, it does raise questions about them.
Well, I don't think that this abduction went off as easily as maybe people have been led to believe. I think there were a number of things happened during the course of that, which I'm not going to go into because I've been asked not to. But I think that you're dealing with a criminal group here that may have very, very tenuous Republican paramilitary connections, but they're primarily criminals. And I think certainly the Garda investigation is focusing on people who are involved in sort of car theft, ringing stolen cars, that's laundering them into the legitimate system, and other types of organised crime in the Midlands and around the border area. There's been a lot of talk about sort of terrorist organisations being involved in this. I don't believe that's the case. So this is something that is a criminal conspiracy as opposed to something else.
Okay, John Mooney, security correspondent with the Sunday Times. Thanks indeed for joining us.